right. We are live. All right, everyone. So today's topic, we have only two more sessions left. This noon session and our session tonight at 7 p.m. So we're incredibly excited about that. We've covered the vision. We've covered the region. We've covered health. We've covered finances. And today we're going to be rounding out with covering families, souls, youth, and young adults. Families, souls, youth, and young adults. So let's just begin just to set the atmosphere. Let's just open up with a time of prayer. As people begin to near the end of their fast, oftentimes your only focus is food and breaking the fast. And where you're going to eat, like my Bible college students. You heard that, didn't you? All right. But it is important that you remain focused. It is important that you remain focused. You don't know if in the next 15 minutes that answer that you've been waiting for, that answer could come. But if you are distracted, it will pass you by. So I'm going to encourage you for the next 56 minutes. Just concentrate, zero in. It is a discipline to block out every single distraction. It is a trained discipline to shut down everything else and to say, Father, I'm going to put your voice as number one above every other voice. The voice of my to-do list, the voice of the hunger pains, the voice of the body aches, the voice of the kids and the family and the bills. I'm going to silence every other voice and just have your voice reign paramount right now. So just take the next 30 seconds or 1 minute and train yourself, discipline yourself to hear his voice. Come on, begin to just tune into his voice. If you don't know what to say, just say, Father, I thank you. Father, I invite you into this space. Father, you reign supreme. I silence every other voice. The voice of the burdens, the voice of the responsibilities. Every other voice, I silence it right now. Holy Spirit, speak to me. Holy Spirit, settle my mind. Holy Spirit, we invite you into this place. It's interesting how when you get to the closest to the point of your breakthrough, the biggest distractions come in. I'm telling you, you're going to have to fight off every distraction today. This is the time to train yourself, discipline yourself. Jesus, we worship you. Father, we thank you. God, we lift you up. Father, we magnify you. Father, there is none like you, no one more deserving of this time. No one more deserving of our attention. No one more deserving of our praise, of our worship. Father, we thank you for the privilege and the opportunity to lift up families, souls, youth, and the young adults today. Lord, grateful for the prayers that are to come this afternoon and this evening. We're thankful, God, that your ear is not deaf, your arms are not short, you are not limited, you do not have rations, you do not have any limits, you don't have ceilings, you don't have boxes, Father God, you are unlimited in what you can do. So, Father, we're thankful and we're grateful. In Jesus' name, Pastor Dan.
Jesus, we thank you for coming as a man. We thank you for coming in the flesh, Lord, to be like us, so that way we can be like you. Father, we thank you for sending Jesus. For Lord, we've been redeemed, bought with a price. An expensive price, Lord. Today, Lord God, as we come before you, we just want to say thank you for the gift of salvation. Thank you for redeeming us of our sins, Lord God. Thank you for setting us free. That, Lord God, we could be saved. Not just saved to get to heaven, but saved to make a difference. Lord, so often we get busy in life. We get so focused on this and that, that many times we lose focus of why we're here. And Lord, your word says that all that have gotten saved and been born again, we are ministers of the gospel of Jesus Christ. So, Father, right now I pray first and foremost that, God, you're going to raise us up to be ministers for your kingdom in the name of Jesus. That, Lord God, no matter what we do, no matter what occupation we have, no matter what day our day holds, Lord God, it doesn't matter, Father. We are ministers of the gospel of Jesus Christ. So, Lord, just as you saved us, Lord, I pray in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that you would cause us to have an urgency, a tenacity within our spirits. That, Lord God, we've got to reach out our hand and we've got to touch those other people, Lord God, that are lost, that are dying. For, Lord, somebody shared the gospel with us. How dare we keep it to ourselves? Lord, the moments that we're walking through the supermarkets, the mall, whether we're in Wally World or Sam's Club, whether we're in Wegmans, whether we're shopping at the mall, Lord, I don't care where we're at. Holy Spirit, right now, I pray in the name of Jesus, because, Lord God, your will is that none shall perish. Lord, we don't know where these people are going, but Holy Ghost, I pray right now that you bring a holy conviction upon us. That God, if there is somebody that we walk by, that Holy Ghost, you tap us on the shoulder and say, hey, they need to hear about me. They need to know about me. And Lord, forgive us, Lord God, for even passing judgment upon these people. Forgive us, Father, for looking at somebody and saying, well, I don't really think they'd ever do it. Forgive us, Father, for holding back the message that you have, the good news of Christ. Forgive us for holding that back from people that, Lord, we've passed judgment upon. For, Lord, I know that many, 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 many people, including myself, never would have thought to walk through these doors. But, Father, we know that you're no respecter of persons. We know that you love every single person unconditionally. And we thank you for that right now. But Lord, press upon our hearts. Baptize us with a freshness of your love, that Lord, we'd have a love for your people. No matter what they look like, sound like, smell like, dress like. Lord, because you don't care about what's on the outside, you only care about what's on the inside. So Lord, straighten us up. Get us aligned with your will and your passions. And again, we know that your will is that none shall perish. So Lord God, whatever it is that we've got to do, Lord, I pray right now in the name of Jesus, that conviction upon us, that we be soul winners for your kingdom. Soul winners for your kingdom. That in 2019, Lord God, it doesn't matter. You know, the things that we did in 2018, we saw souls saved. We saw lives transformed. But Lord, how many people did we lead to you last year? But how many more can we lead to you in 2019? How many more people can we sow a seed into? How many more people can we share the good news with? So Father, let us have a tenacity and a boldness within our spirit that we're not going to sit down and wait for them to come to us. But Lord God, we're going to step out and go to them. We're going to go after those people. Lord, your word says, how are they going to know unless the people are sent? Father, right now in the name of Jesus, I'm praying that you would send us. Send us. For Lord, we got a greater message than the world has. We have a greater message than the world has. We have life. We have hope. We have freedom. We have deliverance. And Father, for those people that, Lord God, even got saved in 2018, Lord, I thank you, Father, for the many salvations that we've seen. I thank you for even the seeds that have been sown. But Lord, right now, in the name of Jesus, we know who is the one to come and steal the seed. And right now, we bind up every demonic force, every diabolical power that would try to come and steal those seeds. In the name of Jesus, I command you to release them right now in Jesus' name. Even those mind-binding spirits, I cast you out right now in Jesus' name. And Lord God, I pray, Father, that even the church, the disciples of Jesus Christ, would rise up and take a posture in the spirit and say, I'm going to disciple this person. I'm going to help them. I'm going to teach them. I want to actually help them understand the word of God. Lord, we don't need to be a pastor or anybody significant to be able to disciple somebody. So Lord, right now in Jesus' name, I thank you that the seeds that, Lord, even those people that have stepped up and said, I want to get saved, and they've prayed the prayer of salvation. And Lord, they may not be living like it. They may not show the change in themselves. Lord, I pray right now in the name of Jesus that 2019 will be a shift and a change right now in Jesus' name. That Lord, as they get to the end of this year, it's going to be different than when they started. Different that, Father God, they're praising you. Different that they're raising their hands to you. Different, Lord God, that they're talking to other people about their relationship with you. But Father, we also pray and ask in the name of Jesus that you lift up those people, God. Those people that are on our prayer list. Those people, Lord God, that we're believing for. Right now in 2019, because Lord, I know that you're coming soon. Lord, these are the last days of the end of the last days. And Father, there's not time to be wasted. So Lord, right now in Jesus' name, Lord, those people that are in our lives, those people, Lord God, that are on our hearts and in our prayers every single day, Lord, I pray in the name of Jesus right now. Lord, you said in your word where two or more are gathered in agreement. Lord, there's people in this room, there's people online. Right now, I thank you, God, that, Father, there is an agreement that's happening. There is a will that's being accomplished. And we know that, God, it's already your will that they be saved. So, Lord, right now in Jesus' name, send those people to them, God. Send people in their pathways that, Father, they got to have. They hear the message. They hear the good news. And, Lord, whatever has to happen, Lord God, whatever has to occur, Lord, I'm praying, God, right now for their salvation in the name of Jesus. Lord, we know that some people have to have hell hit them before they actually wake up. Some people have to be awakened by tragedy. Lord, we don't want to see anything tragic happen before somebody comes to know you, Christ. But Lord, the importance is that they know you. So Father, for those people that we've been lifting up and interceding for, Lord, right now in Jesus' name, we stand on behalf of them. And Lord, we declare their salvation right now. We prophesy, declare that they be saved and made whole by the power of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. So Father, bring them forth in the name of Jesus. Let 2019 be a completely different year. Let people come up to us, that they start asking us questions they never would have asked us before. However, Lord, the people that once cursed you, the people that once rebuked you, the people that once didn't believe in you, those people that had no clue and they didn't want anything to do with who you are and what you have, Lord, let them come forth. Let them have an awareness, an awakening, a curiosity. Father, we're believing for over 600 salvations in this church. And Lord God, right now, we're going to see it come to pass in the name of Jesus. However way it has to happen, Lord, we're believing for those salvations, Lord God. We're believing for souls to be saved because we are a soul-winning church. And we know that's your will and passion. That is your drive. That is your vision for this house. So Father, right now in Jesus' name, we pray for those salvations, and we pray, Lord God, that even when they come in and they are saved, that, Lord God, there is a process for them to be discipled, that, Father, there's people that come alongside them and actually help them through the steps. And right now, we already bound up the devil. You have no place or authority over them in the name of Jesus. We just thank you, Lord God. Thank you for the power that we have. Thank you for that gift, the message. And Lord, I thank you even for the testimony that we have, because we know we've overcome the devil by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. I thank you, Lord God, that it's our testimony that brings salvation. It's our testimony. Just like I shared the message with somebody at a Boston Red Sox game, and they got saved not because of what I had to say, but because they saw in me, they believed it. So I thank you that, Lord God, when they see in us, they're going to believe it. And they will come to know you, Jesus, as their Savior. In the name of Jesus.
Father God, we lift up the youth in this land. Lord, I just keep getting this picture of this blanket that the enemy has tried to put over them of depression. And we speak to that foul spirit and we say, be thou removed, and let them be clothed with garments of praise. Father God, that they will no longer have these sleepless nights where they are worrying about how they will get to sleep, where the spirits will be tormenting them. But Father God, they will get up in their bedroom in the middle of the night and give God the best praise they've ever given them, that at their praise, the enemy will leave their room. Father God, that you will release a fresh baptism of power over this generation. Lord, awaken the superintendents of the schools to realize that everything that they're struggling with is only happening because they've chosen to kick you out. So Father God, wake them up and let them bring you back in. Give us opportunities to go into the high schools, to go into the middle schools, to be able to pour out your love to this generation, because what this generation needs is they don't need any longer the false sense of love that the world has given them. They don't need the false sense of love that they see on TV, but Father God, what they need is the agape love of the Father. So God, let us flood these schools with the agape love of Jesus Christ, that unconditional love that says, I don't care where you're at, but I just want to wrap you around my arms. I just want to show you that it doesn't matter what you've done. It doesn't matter what you've done. It doesn't matter what you've done, but all that matters is that I've came to bridge the gap so that I can bring you to the place that I've called you to be. Lord, that's what this generation needs. This generation doesn't need no more words of depression. This generation doesn't need the curses that are being brought upon it. This generation doesn't need us talking down on them because they're being because they're being rebellious. But Father God, what they need is a fresh outpouring of your love. So Lord, baptize us as ministers of your gospel. Let us be baptized with your love, Lord, that we will be able to effectively minister to this young generation. Lord, this is the generation that shall be saved. Lord, expedite the seeds that we have planted. Expedite the harvest of the seeds. We don't have time to wait anymore for those excuses of saying, oh, I'll just live my life and then come to Christ. We don't have that kind of time, Jesus. We know you're coming soon. So God, let those seeds that we planted be watered. Let the harvest come forth quickly. You said 4 months, then comes the harvest. But I tell you, the fields are ripe for harvest. So God, let us harvest your field, bearing fruit in every season. Lord, that this young generation, they are not a cursed generation. They are a blessed generation. They are not a perverse generation. Father God, they are just ignorant and they need the truth of the gospel. So Lord, light us up with your fire to spread the truth. Lord, I thank you for uproar that has been going into the schools, that has been impacting this generation for Jesus. I thank you for the conference. I thank you, Jesus, that we are being ministers of your kingdom to these young people, that they are getting the message that nobody else is giving them. And Father God, I declare supernatural increase over uproar in 2019. Lord, as we start going to one nights, taking this to Rochester, to Scranton, Lord, to the other places that we're going, Lord, let there be such a wave of glory that hits these cities. Let there be a wave of glory that touches this region. Let there be a wave of glory where the young kids, 7th and 8th graders, will start prophesying in their schools. 7th and 8th graders will start laying their hands on the sick and see them recovered. 9th and 10th graders will start getting words of wisdom and words of knowledge to give to their peers. 11th and 12th graders will start laying hands on lockers and seeing sick people healed the second they touch a door because of the power of the anointing that destroys the yoke. Father God, I declare that there is such an anointing over this young generation that every yoke of bondage, every yoke of addiction, every yoke of oppression, every spirit of infirmity is leaving at the name of Jesus. And we declare that the devil can no longer have his hold on this generation, but we are clothing this generation with a garment of praise. Hallelujah.
Jesus, I just want to raise up the families, Lord. Lord, I pray that families will start being rooted in Christ, Lord, and that souls will be saved, Lord, and that everywhere people go, Lord, that they're just running into your grace, Lord, and that when they turn around, there will be someone there saying, Jesus loves you, and Jesus has a way for your life. Every second, Lord, every time they turn around, Lord, just let them run into your grace, Lord. Lord, I pray for families, Lord, that the devil no longer has a hold on the families, Lord, and that you start just causing breakthrough in families, Lord, and that they'll start being raised up and trained in the way that they need to go, Lord. Lord, I just pray for financial breakthrough in families. I pray that you'll just be the God that you say you are in your word, Lord, and that you are not a man that you should lie, Lord, and that families will start being rooted in Christ, Lord, and that people will no longer have to question where they come from or their purpose in life, Lord, because you give them purpose, Lord, and you give them identity in you, Lord, and I thank you that children will start being just born in the spirit, Lord, and that they won't have to go through what their parents went through, Lord, and that you will just raise them up to be leaders, raise up new generational leaders for this generation, Lord. God, I just pray that you continue to use your youth and your family, Lord, and that souls will be saved, Lord, and they will no longer have to walk around lost, Lord, but that they will find identity in you, Lord. Jesus, continue to use these kids, Lord. Use them, Lord. Lord, raise up families, Lord. Bring in more families in the church, Lord. Bring in that one person, Lord, that can save their whole family, Lord, and lead them to Christ, Lord. Lord, let them just be the love that you've shown us, Lord. Lord, let us just walk in what you've called us to do, Lord, and save souls, Lord, and not see any person walking around lost, Lord. Bring them into the church, Lord, so they can hear the good news of the gospel, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, for what you're doing in this church, Lord. Continue to just bring in the families, Lord. I thank you for what you're doing, Lord. And I just pray for increase, Lord. Increase in the families. Increase your power in the families. Increase your anointing on the families, Lord. Continue to just build them up, Lord. I pray that families are no longer just stagnant in their relationship with you, Lord, and that they'll continue to just seek you, Lord, and grow with you, Lord, and that there will not be a place that they're satisfied with you, Lord, and they'll just keep going with you, Lord. I thank you that you're a good father, Lord, and that is not your will that anyone shall perish, Lord, but come to Christ, Lord, and know your love, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
At this time, if you have any pictures of loved ones or people that you may know that have not come to know the Lord, or they may have backslidden, you can either bring up their picture, you can either pull them up on your phone and lay down on the altar, or you could just write down their name and let's lay it all down on the altar, right? So either they are not saved, they are backslidden, or maybe they're not walking the totality of the purpose of God on their life. Let's just get either the picture on your phone, the picture in person, or just the name of the list on the altar. If you are watching online and you feel confident enough to list out that person's name, I'm okay with that. If you don't want to, that's okay. But we want to make sure that we have every single person covered. So if you want to list out, if you don't want to say their name, you could just say their relationship to you. The Lord knows what you're talking about. I love you, Barb. My whole family! Exclamation point. I love that. Man, Ashley, how many names you got? That is good, though. The Bible declares that today is the day of salvation. We don't have to wait till tonight. We don't have to wait till tomorrow. We don't have to wait for the altar call on Sunday. We've heard many stories of when through intercessory prayer, the power of the Holy Spirit moved into that person's life, and they felt that in that moment they had to receive God. They knew that there was something missing in their life. All right, so we're going to invite Carla up to come and cover all these families in prayer. And while she's doing that, the pastors, we're going to lay hands on everything that's on this altar. Jennifer Lerner, can you pray with us at the altar as well? Thank you. Brittany, can you pray with us at the altar as well?
Father, we love you. We thank you for loving us, God. We thank you for just perfecting everything that concerns us. And God, we're presenting our concern for our family members right now before you. We know, God, that you are the one that moves. You are the one that restores. You are the one that saves. You are the one that heals. You are the one that delivers. God, I pray right now for each person represented by these tangible objects that are on the altar, Lord, and the people that you've placed on our mind and on our hearts. God, I don't know of even, I've never encountered a believer who could tell me that every single person in their family was saved. And so we know that this is a concern here, the people who are physically here, the people who are online. I encourage the people who are online, just reach your hand out, just touch your phone. Release your faith that those family members are going to be saved. We believe in you, God. We've seen it. I love you even and give you praise and honor and glory that even in this year, my sister has come to Christ. Someone that I've prayed for so many years has come to Christ. And I know that if you'll do it for her, you're going to do it for everybody that's represented here. God, these beautiful people who belong in your kingdom. And so, God, we just ask right now that you will send forth laborers into their lives to minister to them right now. We know, God, that many times it's not us that can make the difference. They don't want to listen to us. Sometimes they just think we're freaks, God. But you send other people with credibility and ability and a heart to see the lost saved, God. So send ministers into their lives who will witness to them, who will share the love of Christ, who will share the gospel with them in a way that they will respond. God, we just declare a response from these people that we love, that they will respond to you. Lord, as was your desire even in the creation of humanity to have a family, God, to have that family with you. And we know that your heart broke when Adam and Eve sinned. And God, you know the pain that we have when we look at our loved ones who are unsaved, that our hearts break for them. And we know that you can relate to us with that. And so even as we pray for our lost loved ones, I pray, God, that you will comfort those who have broken hearts over their lost loved ones, that you will give them confidence in you and faith in you and trust in you to stand in confidence, knowing that you will move in our loved ones' lives. We thank you, God, that you will reconcile our families. We thank you, God, for daughters and sisters and cousins and mothers and fathers and aunts and uncles and grandmothers and grandfathers, that you have the power and only you have the power to restore those families to wholeness through Christ. And so I thank you in advance, knowing that you're moving and doing things that we can never see, because it's your will that none should perish, God, that all would come to repentance and all would be able to have a seat at the table in heaven with you. And so, God, bless every single one. Lord, I thank you even for children, for the little children shall lead them. So, God, use daycare providers to witness to babies, God, that they will take the gospel back into their homes. God, I pray for the teachers in the schools that they're witnessing to these children, that they will take the gospel back into their homes. I pray, God, even for the teachers here at His kids, Lord, as these young kids are bringing guests into children's church, God, that they're hearing the gospel and that they will take the gospel back into their homes. I pray for the children that are coming on Matthew 25 on Wednesday night, God. They're hearing the gospel and they're taking it back into their homes, and that their families will be saved, that their parents will bring them on Sunday mornings, God. I pray for the teenagers that are here on Thursday nights, God. They're coming in. They're hearing the gospel. I pray that they will share that gospel back into their homes and get to their families saved. I pray, God, for that boldness that Pastor Dan prayed for. I agree, God, with him that we would receive that boldness in every area, in every age group, in every level, God, that the gospel is being shared everywhere we go, and that these our families are being restored. And the whole ultimate goal of that, God, is to restore your family. It's not just to bring them back into our families, but more importantly, it's bring them back to you, because we know that they're going to come to you before they even come to us. And so, God, we just ask that you continue to draw them. You know who they are. You know them by name, Father. And so we ask that you continue to draw them back to you, God, because once they come back to you, we know that we'll get them back. And so, Lord, we declare our faith that you're taking action on our behalf in these prayers right now in the name of Jesus. We stand on it. We will walk away from here confident, knowing that you are moving on these people's behalf and that they shall be saved in the name of Jesus.
Jesus, I thank you that as much as you're doing right here in this room, you're doing more than that in churches in our area. And I thank you that more than the churches in our area, you're doing this in our nation. And I thank you that more than just in our nation, you're doing it in every single nation. I thank you that there is not a single nation that will not hear the good news. And that's why it's our responsibility to bring it. Father, I pray for personal conviction and responsibility where it's needed for every individual person, because if we're all obedient to the call, then there's no one that will not hear and be given the opportunity. God, I thank you that our church, that we believe in the whole gospel, and that is our responsibility. I thank you for the campus that we're connected to in Campeche, Mexico. Father, I know that you're working there in the same way that you're working here, and at the very same time that you're working here, you're doing things there. God, at the same time that we're praying here, they're meeting on a Sunday morning there, and I thank you that what you're doing there, that it's far beyond what we could ask, think, hope, or imagine. Father, I thank you that they can reach places that we can't reach. I thank you that already that their government has been impacted by the power of God and by the miracle working power of God and just by that church. So Father, I pray for financial increase. I pray for favor. God, we've never seen a seed out begging for bread. I thank you that whatever they ask for, they shall have far beyond what they need. I thank you for the work that's happening in Canada. God, I thank you for the work that we're able to sow and invest in. I pray for personal conviction, God, where the finances are needed, that we would not be afraid to give. It's not that we can't afford to give. Jesus, we cannot afford not to give. We cannot afford not to tithe. We cannot afford not to be obedient. God, I pray that we would never think that we don't have enough. You provide everything and far beyond what we could ever ask, think, hope, or imagine. And God, I pray for the faith implanted in everyone hearing these words, Jesus, that they would never, ever, ever, ever doubt your ability, because it's not what you do, it's who you are. You are provision. You are the provider. So Father, I thank you that no matter where in the world someone is hearing this, God, that they would personally feel convicted to be invested into the nations. God, that they would feel personal conviction to tell their neighbor. God, that in your eyes, I mean, whoever is around us is the person that we're called to minister to. So Father, I thank you that in Mexico, in Canada, in Africa, in Asia, Father, every continent, every country, in the whole entire world that you're working. We pray for our persecuted brothers and sisters. We thank you that the heavenly reward is just no comparison to what they're going through right now. And Father, we pray that would just help us put our fast into true perspective, God, and that it would just humble us too, that we would not forget about them and what they're going through right now, but we lift them up. We thank you for protection. We just cover them with the blood of Jesus. We cover them with the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the belt of truth, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, and the shield of faith. Father, that there is no weapon that formed against them that's going to prosper. In Jesus' name, I thank you that you're going to send Bibles where there need to be Bibles. God, that you're going to send ministers where there need to be ministers. You're going to plant churches where there need to be churches. And you're going to plant bravery within your people where it needs to be, because Jesus, it's worth it to us, God. If it wasn't worth it, Paul wouldn't have done it. If it was not worth it, there would not be people dying for their faith. But this is worth it, God. Please, Father, show us that it's worth it. We know that you're the prize. You're the reward. You are the thing that we're seeking, just to be in your presence forever. So, Father, we just declare that at any cost, it's still worth it. Jesus, if you could come here and shed your blood for me, there is nothing that I cannot give to you, God. So I thank you that no matter where we are in the world, that you are worth anything that we could possibly give. I thank you that no matter where you are, you're doing great works, that you are big enough to be everywhere. We cannot escape your presence. I thank you that you're so much bigger than we're thinking that you are, Father. Just increase our awareness of you, God. You've always been there, but give us a revelation that you're closer than we thought. You're bigger than we think. God, you're doing more. Father, we say that every single nation's going to hear. And we thank you, Jesus, that you have planted your Holy Spirit within us. You said in your word, Jesus, it's better that you left so that we could have your Holy Spirit. So we just agree with you, because you're always right, that this is better now. And now that our Holy Spirit, your Holy Spirit is within us, Father, there's nothing that we cannot do through you, through your power. So I thank you, Jesus, that we will be operational Christians that demonstrate the word, because you have told us that signs and wonders shall accompany those who believe. That wasn't an optional part, Jesus. We don't want like the nice parts of the gospel. We don't want the resurrection without the crucifixion, because that's not what love is. It's not just the good and without the bad. We thank you for both. We thank you that this relationship, we thank you for relationship in its fullness, Father, that we would take the resurrection, the crucifixion, God, the persecution, and our covenant rights, Jesus, all of it together. We want all of you. We want to share the whole gospel. And I thank you that it will come in every nation and in every part of our city. God, we pray for personal conviction and responsibility, that there's not a person at Walmart that doesn't need to know, God, that we're going to be held personally accountable for our words and our works as believers. And we don't want to stand before you with empty excuses, because they're not going to be good enough for you. Father, please wake us up, because we know that you're coming soon. And we want you to come. And the faster we do this, the faster you can come. So God, I thank you for personal conviction. I thank you that you will not ever leave us empty. The alternative is that you'd be a liar, because you always back up your word. And you being a liar, that's impossible. It's impossible for you to lie to us. So I thank you that when we declare your word and we pray with the power of God, there's nothing in us that would try to lie to us and doubt you, because Jesus, you've never given us a reason to doubt you. I thank you that when you say that signs and wonders shall accompany those who believe, that means that everywhere we go, signs and wonders shall accompany those who believe. There's no reason that we cannot see multiple miracles in one day. There is no reason why we cannot be operating in the gifts of the Spirit every single day of our lives and see people come to salvation while we're getting our gas, while we're buying our groceries, here when we come to church. Father, no matter where we are, we thank you. And within our families too, God, I pray that people would have to come up to us and ask us how we have such peace and how we have such joy. Father, that all around the world, I pray that Christians would be unified by reading the same gospel, the same signs and wonders shall accompany. Father, you're the only God that's still alive. No one's ever prayed to Buddha and someone has come back to the dead. You're the only one that does these things, and you're doing it everywhere. So God, I thank you that we're going to be unified as believers, that we're one body. We're not multiple denominations. There's not a Pentecostal side of heaven. I thank you that no matter where we are as believers, that we're unified under the same Jesus and the same gospel, and that no matter where we go, the word is active, sharper than a double-edged sword, piercing through bone and marrow, and that signs and wonders are going to accompany those who believe. I thank you for all of this. In Jesus' name.
Amen. Dennis, I know that you're watching. I just feel led to pray for you specifically. I feel that the Lord is putting a special grace on you right now. You've been interceding for your family. You know, you've listed a few of them here, and that you felt sometimes discouragement from sharing your faith with them, and perhaps they're not receiving it in the way that you would like for them to. But I'm praying right now that the Lord is putting a special grace on you, and it's amazing that you sit under Pastor Chad, who has that same grace as well. So I pray right now that the anointing on Pastor Chad's life will not just trickle down, but you will receive a double portion of that anointing right now, that when you begin to minister to those in your family, you will see salvation come to pass. When you begin to minister to people at work, you will see salvation come to pass. To your friends, you will see salvation come to pass. You and your wife will be the pinnacle people that will take up the mantle that you have, that you truly do want. You will take up that mantle. You will run so quickly. Salvations will not be something strange within your ministry. Mass salvations in the name of Jesus. So your days of thinking that it was too hard, or you were pushing up against a wall, 2019, you will see that there is such an ease for you to win souls to the Lord. And it will start with your family, and you'll be able to use this to look back and say that, yes, the word has been confirmed in Jesus' name. So we're rejoicing with you, Dennis. Hallelujah. Who do we have next?
Father God, I just thank you for the young adults group, Lord. Jesus, I thank you, Father, that you're taking it to new levels, Jesus. I thank you, Father God, that there's not going to be a complacency, God, but there's going to be a hunger and a desire to see more of you, God, to see signs, wonders, and miracles begin to happen on the daily. Father God, I just pray right now, Lord, that you would just begin, God, to open our eyes up, God, to the things that you have, God, to the plans that you have, God. I thank you, Jesus, that you are going to begin to cause us to take a step further in our faith, God, to just believe more from you, Jesus. I thank you, Lord, that there's going to be an acceleration, God. There's going to be more young adults coming in. Jesus, we're already impacting this area, God. The different young adults groups, Father God, I thank you, Jesus, that we're going to begin to have more of an impact, Father God, that you're going to be, that other young adult pastors, that other young adults are going to begin to see what you're doing in this church, God. And I thank you, Lord, that you're going to begin, God, to stamp eternity on their hearts. Stamp what you're doing, God, in these last days, Jesus. I pray, God, that you would just begin to move, God, that you would just begin to do what only you can do, Lord. And I just pray that, God, that you would just begin to, God, that you would just begin to use us young adults, God, that you begin to use Pastor Chad and Jade, God, to make such an impact in your kingdom.
Jesus, I thank you for the salvation of our spouses. This is my testimony, and I am so happy that I get to share it. My husband serves the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Yeah, we can clap about that one. It was not an easy journey. Not everybody has the easy journey to receiving Jesus. But I share that testimony to give others hope. The word of God is truth. And when you pray for a significant other, my spouse, he is a bold, intelligent man. And Jesus softened his heart so that he could receive the truth, that Jesus is the only true living God. The word of God is in his heart and is transforming him. And I say this to give others hope, that when we bind those evil spirits that blind the minds or may have hardened the hearts of those that we love, the truth is that spirit is bound. You pray to release an angel on their behalf to share the gospel with them in a way that they will hear and receive the truth. It is done. Believe that it is true. Walk in your faith. It is done. I have seen it over and over again, and I am the living testimony with that with my spouse. So I lift up those who may have a spouse that yet not has encountered that experience with Jesus. And I tell you the truth, they will. It's a matter of perfect timing, of prayers being answered. They are heard. God's ears are open. Angels have already been sent and assigned. There is already a plan. And wisdom and knowledge has been released. So whoever it is that shares the good news with them has a word that they will share so that your spouse knows that it is God who is seeking a relationship with them, and their heart will be softened and they will receive Jesus as Lord and Savior. They will turn away from their wicked ways. They will ask for forgiveness of their sins. They will acknowledge Jesus as Lord and Savior. They will know in their hearts that he died on the cross for them and he is alive and living today. Chief intercessor on our behalf. Amen. Hallelujah. Walk in faith. Never doubt. Walk in faith. I pray this all in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen.
Father, we cover every prayer request on live stream. Father, we thank you for the ability to use technology to reach more and more people. In the name of Jesus, every single family member that has been listed, that has either not come to know you, but once knew you and then backslid, we send the Holy Spirit right now to begin to minister to them. We decree and we declare your word over them, Father, that today is a day of salvation. Father, we're thankful for the power of intercessory prayer. We can stand in the gap. We can stand in the gap, Father. We can stand in the gap. And we know that your Holy Spirit will work in accordance to the word and bring salvation. Father, we lift up the youth. We lift up the young adults. We're thankful for this next generation. Father, I lift up the leaders over those groups, God. We pray for Pastor Chad. We pray for Pastor Jade. We pray for Mindy. We pray for Pastor Cody. Father, Lord, as they are leading the charge of those, Lord, ages 13 to 30, Father, they are the ones that are training and developing and empowering and equipping the next generation. Father, I pray for creative ideas to come to them, Father God. I pray, Lord, that there will be a strength and resolve within them, Lord, to continue to combat any issues that society will want to come up and throw in their face. Father, society has given up on the age group that they have responsibility over. Society has signed a death wish, issued a death warrant over them. But Father, I thank you that these four have come together and they say that we don't care what the world has said. We know what the word has said about these precious group of people of God. So Lord, I thank you right now, Lord, that supernatural doors will continue to be open for the youth. We've already seen that doors for the schools are allowing us to come in, knowing that we are fully Christian, letting us come in and begin to teach. I command that more doors will be open. Father, I'm not requesting, I'm commanding that more doors will be open. Father, I command that doors will be open for the colleges, Father God. I thank you right now, Lord, that Awakened is not just going to be a small town thing. It just will not be a regional thing. But Father, I thank you that the vision, it is to reach, to touch every single person within that young adult age, Father God, that does not know you or is not walking in their full potential. I thank you, Father God, that this generation is not just being pumped full of head knowledge, but God, they're being equipped, empowered, and they're being released to do your work. Father, let them be the generation that will take over the marketplace. Let them be the generation that will take over the boardrooms. Let them be the generation that will take over every single mountain, Father God. Lord, they are not lost. Lord, they are not wayward. Father, through this house, through the ministry of this house, and through the anointing under those pastors, Father God, they are focused, they are equipped, they are ready. And we are so thankful, Father God. We have the privilege to cover them in prayer. We're thankful, Lord, for the next generation of youth pastors. We're thankful, God, for the next generation of young adult pastors. We're thankful, Father, for the next generation of campus pastors, Father God. Lord, we are so thankful that they're being raised up in this house. So, God, we give you glory in advance. We give you praise in advance. It could have been any other church, but Father, you chose this one for their training, for their anointing, for their equipping, and for their releasing. Father, we thank you for Uproar Conference being paid off, God. We call it in one single check in the name of Jesus. Father, we call in extra funds to begin to be planning out years in advance. We call all the one nights paid off in the name of Jesus. Father, we are so thankful that not only do you have the vision for this, but you have the provision as well. So Lord, we speak to those people. We speak to those businesses. We speak, Lord, to those trust funds. We speak, Lord, to those investments, God, wherever it will come from. I pray right now, Holy Spirit, you begin to minister to those people for them to be obedient. Because, Lord, it is not just running a check to just another organization, God. Father, it is an investment into the kingdom of God and into the future generation with a return on investment that is unimaginable and unthinkable. Lord, we are excited for what you have in store for this generation. We cannot wait to see it, God. But we believe right now that there is power in this generation. There's a supernatural anointing that even supersedes what we have right now for this coming generation. Father, we even decree and we declare that they will go into their schools, God. And even like Peter, Lord, their shadow will begin to touch people. Lord, that they'll be praying for people at lunchtime, Lord, and healings will begin to just manifest during lunchtime. Father, I thank you, Lord, that they will be the greatest soul winners. Father, I thank you that the administration will be coming to them, trying to figure out what is going on. Lord, we've seen revival spark in schools, Lord, as we get closer to the South. We've seen it spark, Father God. Lord, we know it is not impossible or beyond your power to make that happen here. We thank you for revival in Horseheads. We thank you for revival in Elmira. We thank, Lord, for revival in Edison, revival in Odessa, revival in Corning, God, revival in Bradford County, revival in the
Valley area, Father God. We thank you, Lord, for Notre Dame and the other private schools. We thank you that revival can and will break out in the name of Jesus. Lord, we praise you. We cover every child, down to the newborns. We cover them, Father. We praise you. We lift you up in Jesus' name. If you believe that, shout amen. Come on, shout amen. Come on, we have one more service tonight at 7 p.m. You do not want to miss it. If you have an excuse, you need to kill that excuse, because I'm telling you, it's going to be fun, phenomenal tonight. Invite a friend out. If you have your kids, bring them out. Yes, they may be tired, maybe past their bedtime, but it's okay. The anointing will hit them and they will be fine, all right? So feel free to take your phones. If you want to bring them back tonight, that is okay. But tonight, again, it will be families, souls, youth, and young adults. We'll see you at 7 p.m. We'll get you guys out of here by 8 p.m., all right? We love you all.